This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. A Birmingham bar where people can wear animal costumes as they sip craft cocktails is getting national attention. The Atomic Lounge has been selected as a semifinalist for a prestigious James Beard Award. The finalists will be announced tomorrow morning. Mary Scott Hodgson recently stopped by the Atomic Lounge to try a few drinks and find out what makes it stand out.
When they opened the Atomic Lounge just over a year ago, husband and wife duo Faisal Vali and Rachel Roberts prepared for a unique experience.
I remember the second week the bar was open, I walked outside and there was a person in a squirrel costume trying to climb the tree in front of the bar. And I was like, this is going to be a weird adventure.
Yeah, every week something more insane happens, you know?
A recent shocker came when their bar was nominated as a semifinalist for a James Beard Award, often described as the Oscars of food and beverage.
We're a little bit humble about it, and there's a lot of people making great drinks, you know? So we didn't really think we'd end up on their radar.
But many people aren't so surprised. Up for the category of Best Bar Program, the Atomic Lounge is not your typical bar.
The winner, Elmo.
Picture a shark and Elmo sipping a drink called the Sex Panther while bubbles fall from the ceiling. That's the Atomic Lounge. Customers can wear any one of 25 full-body costumes listed on the menu, including a squirrel that comes with a nut, Elvis, and a hot dog. The bar has lots of board games, and every craft cocktail comes with a temporary tattoo. Plus, there are 10 bubble machines.
First time here, really cool. Been in bars, New York, LA, Chicago, Atlanta, Nashville, and this is really just a unique feel, and you fit in, even though I obviously don't fit in many places as a frog.
That's Brett Eddins from Auburn, Alabama, who, for the record, was dressed as a turtle. On a recent Thursday night, he was one of several customers from out of town. One couple specifically came in after hearing about the James Beard nomination. But even as it gains national attention, the Atomic Lounge maintains a distinctly Birmingham vibe. Murals and drink names pay tribute to local personalities, like meteorologist James Spann or former Mayor William Bell. Hannah Hayes is a local writer whose face is also featured on the wall.
This is just such a testament to the city and how tight-knit of a community we are, and this place really feels like it's ours.
That homey feeling is likely a big reason for the James Beard nomination, according to Joaquin Cibot, a bar consultant from New York City. The popularity of a place like the Atomic Lounge, he says, reflects a larger shift in the bar culture.
You know, a lot of these places, they had these strict rules about how to comport yourself in there. No shouting, no laughing, no picking up strangers.
For a while, Cibot says, only bars with these rules were considered great. But that's not the case anymore.
You know, you can be a bar that maybe takes its drink seriously and is executing at a high level, but is kind of quirky and outrageous.
The Atomic Lounge is one of only 20 bars in the country, chosen as semifinalist for James Beard's Best Bar Program. Tomorrow, that list will be cut to 5 finalists, who will be invited to an awards gala in May in Chicago for the announcement of the winner.
Even if we don't go any further with it, I mean, it's kind of a crazy thing for two ridiculous people who own a bar on First Avenue in Birmingham, Alabama, that has a costume program to be on that list.
If selected to attend the gala, Vali and Robert say they will leave the animal costumes at home. For WBHM, I'm Mary Scott Hodgson.